This is Radio 10. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye, people.
Thank you to DJ Lawn Chair. Thank you to Shirley in Florida. Thank you to my favorite in-laws in Concord. Thank you to the entire family of Sam, and hopefully to Madam Chauffeur. How come I can never remember that? And do you, DJs, would you like to say goodbye or tell anybody anything?
Bye. Goodbye, my peeps.
Bye, goodbye, Livy. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.
Adios. All right. Well, no, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Have a great Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. What else do we have out there? Nothing.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. Yep, that was a big one. All right,
happy Easter.
Easter's coming up.
Happy
3 days
until the weekend.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy almost hump day.
Happy Halloween.
We're actually going to go through all the holidays if you don't mind.
Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Happy Easter.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Hi, Alex.
Happy National Leif Erikson Day. Before we log off, do you guys have any thoughts on Justin Bieber? I don't know why nobody I like him. All right, you guys, stay tuned for bird watching.
Make sure you pay attention to the people who are down for you before you make it where you want to make it, you know? Sometimes people are just there to make sure you don't blow, you know, man. They don't miss out. You know, after you get to the place that you want to be, it's real easy to find help. It's real easy to find people. But when you're struggling and trying to get to where you want to go, it's real hard to find, you know. But you get there, and then cousin Rick and you know, all of them, they'd be like, "Boy, I always knew that you was gonna be something, boy." I'm like, "Nah, Rick." I do know this, I know. When it's all said. Once the battle is won, they gon' wanna come. Oh, but what use do I have for you then? You were never there when it was all happening. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, you weren't with me shooting in the gym. But here you come running after we get the win. Ooh, when it's all said and done, they gon' wanna come. Ooh, once the battle is won, they gon' wanna come. Oh, you were so predictable. You were so busy, but now you want tickets to the show. Yeah. You wanna be a part of the crowd, but the only reason is just the fear of missing out. Ooh, when it's all said. Miss Maya said you better believe them when they show you who they are. Yeah, I'm not saying it's gonna be easy, but you gotta do what you know. Yeah, people that like to win, yeah, they'll go wherever it blows. Yeah, yeah, when it's all said and done.
Hello.
Hello. Ah, my beanie.
What's up?
Medford.
I can't really. I don't know if he's. Whatever.
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. We back. This is Mandy B.
This is Libretti World Peace. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tuff Street from Radio.
Bird watching.
Tweet, tweet.
It's the last one of the semester.
We're not crying.
You're Sorry. Crying.
We can hear your tears, fishes.
And it's okay. We're right there with you.
My targeted ads on Instagram are absolutely absurd. They're trying to tell me that birds don't exist. Do you want different headphones?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah. Wait. Okay.
What kind of...
I'm unclear. It looks like it's a clothing website, but it also,
Is that too loud?
No, here, I think this one's for you.
Oh.
How about now?
Yeah, we good.
How about now?
Oh, we good?
No, I really don't know what it is. I like the shirts, though, and I probably think we should buy them.
Do they have birds on them?
Yeah. It
I'm
says,
so here for it.
It said, bird watching goes both ways. Birds aren't real. And it has a little birdie with binoculars on it.
Wait, Rachel.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
What if we both get a shirt and then we have in our Instagram account, which we've recently created, if you haven't followed, add us. But that was just a subtle plug.
Bird watching, three U's.
Yeah. Super nuanced. But... what if we each got one and then we took pictures of us wearing that shirt in different locations throughout the semester and then
like
we had to post
flat
it.
Flat Stanley?
Yeah.
Flat birdie out here.
Just a little flat birdie.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Wow. It's like,
okay,
birdies go to Amsterdam. Birdies go to Berlin.
Birdies go to Somerville. Birdies go to Harvard Square.
Oh, Sal.
It's okay. I'm just going to hold down the fort. You guys are going to have so many more guest stars next semester, you don't even know.
The thing is, we may not even know who they are yet.
We don't even know. Also, follow up. Yeah. We haven't done any of our volunteer shifts this semester, so I'm scared we're not going to get our
Hey, birdwatching just gained a follower. Robert Gasso, my, like, basically, he is my, like, whatchamacallit, godfather.
Oh, I'm happy to have you.
Not, like, the godfather, but, like,
godfather.
Super Jewish. Philly, but super Jewish.
Super Jewish. I was really excited to have some kind of Medford Townie following, but your godfather is second best, I would say.
All right, all right. I mean, how would we even pipe that to the Medford community?
You just said.
Oh, you right. Are we sure they're listening?
No.
So normally we talk about what we've done on Tuesday to get the ball rolling, but the thing is,
we've done nothing. Well, actually, it was quite warm in Medford today.
Yeah.
And so I woke up at a ripe 7:15, as my body does. And I was like,
it do be like
it
that.
It do.
Like,
I have most no control. Days. Sometimes I can go back to bed till like 7:50, but that's like if all things go right in my body clock.
Yeah. When we used to live, inhabit the same room, Mans over here would get up at like 7:15 and I would like pull up my head. Oh, do we have a caller?
Oh, yeah, we do.
It may be Razzie from France.
Okay.
So just brace yourself. Oh, hello.
Sometimes I can go back to bed till like 7:50. Oh, like,
it's Razzie. It's Razzie.
Hi. Wait, I think we can hear our recording of ourselves in the background.
Oh, yeah, because I'm listening to it with my friend.
Uh-huh. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Who do we have?
This is my two guy friends, Sam and Sam.
What's good, Sam squared?
Welcome.
What are you doing on this fine evening?
Not in this country.
Well, we just listened to our friend Sam's new music and cried about leaving abroad. But Sam, one of the Sams is leaving abroad. The other one I'm moving in with next semester into an apartment.
Oh, are you staying the whole year?
We're making the jump.
Yeah. You're taking the plunge.
We've had a very emotional.
We're all really proud of that. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam, where do you go?
There's two of them.
No, I know, but the one that's returning.
Oh, Sam's returning to NYU in New York.
Okay, I was going to say, Mandy here needs more friends.
I do need more friends, but I might just come visit you anyway, Sam. It's only a quick train ride away.
Mandy, I'm really good at being digital friends, too, so...
Oh, my God, should we pen pal?
Yeah. If you'd like to be my digital friend, I'll reciprocate.
That's like a dangerous territory, I have to say.
I must say.
I'm
very good over text.
I know it sounds really dangerous, and I am a dangerous guy, but don't worry.
No, I can hear that through your voice, and I'm excited for our virtual friendship to come, is all I'm going to say.
Usually when I meet people, that's the first thing they say, is you have a really dangerous voice. to meet you virtually.
Okay.
That's okay. Anyway, I'll pass you back to Razzie.
Cool.
Okay, this has been great, Sam.
I miss you guys. How are you guys? How's finals?
Finals are about to start, is the thing.
Mandy Bean's out here sweating like a little.
I'm hardcore sweating. I got a big presentation tomorrow and then a big paper that I haven't started on Thursday and a big test. They're just constantly like clamming up these past 3 to 5 days.
Damn, man.
How about you? Are you in finals?
Yeah, but I really don't care.
Do they exist in France? Or is it like, I don't know. I don't know what it's like.
She was going to try to say something in French, but she had nothing to say.
But then the accent just left. No.
You had a date tomorrow with a 27-year-old man.
Tomorrow? The date has been set?
Shut up, Sam.
All right. Razzballs, as much as we love this banter, we're gonna have to hang up.
Okay,
maybe we'll play a tune. You want to text me some recs?
Can you play Sam's song? He's in a band.
Yeah, of course.
Is he on Spotify or is it a SoundCloud situation? Oh.
It's a Spotify.
Oh,
you just sent me the link.
All right.
It's called JFK.
JSK. What kind of vibe is it, Sam? How would you describe yourself?
It's funny actually. This individual track is more indie rock, but nowadays we fashion more of a punk outfit.
Oh. Do you have a punk outfit to match your punk outfit? That's my question.
Rachel, no. His friendship is so ripe.
Was that too deep?
That was too deep. Wait, deep. What's the song called?
You often find me in blue jeans, red Converse. The song is called JFK, and the band's named Ben Stiller. B-E-E-N Stiller.
Bean Stiller?
Oh, I found it. I'm so excited.
I thought the cop car outside was your song, I'm not going to lie. And I was like, oh, no, Ben. Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
So,
did you find
Ben
it?
Ben Stiller?
Oh, I get it. Like, okay.
Yeah. No, it's kind of a bit. It's kind of a funny joke.
Okay, cool.
I'm so here for the bit, and we're so excited to play it.
You know what the best bits are?
What?
Ones that are delayed.
You're right. I love explaining jokes.
Anyway, well.
I love being explained jokes.
Shut up.
This has been a wild ride.
I'm so sorry. Okay, bye. Enjoy France.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Toodles. All right.
Okay.
We're just going to plunge right in with his song.
I think we must.
I called him Ben. I thought he said Ben, but his name is Sam. I'm sorry.
It's Ben, Stellar, Ben, and Sam.
Oh, all right. Oh, what? I'm confused.
You made up the Ben part.
Mm.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Sweaty.
So sweaty.
So no, that wasn't Mr. Brightside, if anyone's confused. An anonymous source keyed that in perfectly.
They really did.
Keyed
but that was stellar, some may say.
I can't wait to see what the punk piece
I know.
Pieces to come
This might are. Be all I listen to tonight as I study.
All it is.
Because it just is, like, very calming for study vibes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're an odd nut.
Well, what else do we have going on? Oh, we should probably fill them in about all the events that took place this weekend.
What did transpire?
Thursday night, I had my final sisterhood formal. And
hey, just a note to everyone who's listening, she's dropping for real this time.
Actually, I already told the president.
Third time's the charm.
And the president's like, I'm willing to keep you on as an associate member. You can only pay $50 like a semester. And I was like, I don't even want to do that. I was like, yeah. I don't want to pay a half a cent to you because I don't enjoy the organization.
Mm.
But I didn't say it that harshly to her face. I was like, I'll think about it, but probably not. And then we moved on. So we had that. Then we had our friend's birthday party in Soundbites.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
The best night.
Yeah, wow. Soundbites, great venue.
I was talking to my father about it. I was like, I had the greatest birthday party last night.
I had such a scarring experience there once when I got kicked out. Remember when I wasn't supposed to be there?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Mm-mm.
It was fellow people, students who said, you must go home.
And you just wanted to be having a good time.
And I was literally just being like a wing
woman. I was, ugh, God, you were, like, but your morals were so aligned.
I know, and I just got shat on. Anyway, I'm not still bitter. Soundbites has done wonders for several evenings of mine.
And it's like a diner here in Medford, if you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's, and like a...
Kevin and Eric, if you're listening.
Kevin and Eric. It's a late... It's but like the late night vibes at a diner, they are just exquisite.
Quite excellent, yeah.
So 10 out of 10 for main man Michael's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to his parents.
Yeah.
Who bought an open bar, which was wild.
And apparently at the end of the night, the dad was like, you know what, we can just keep putting more on the tabs. And so they kept giving out drinks. I saw Michael in the library earlier.
When his father got on one of the diner tables to make a speech, and everyone was like, speech, speech, speech. I was like, this is so Philly.
I was like, this is so... I called my grandpa.
I looked at you and I was like, this is so Philly.
Like, for those of you who don't know, Rachel and I are both from the greater Philly area, and I literally called my grandpa and I was like, I had... they're from, like, the Ballard-Kinwood area, like... They're
Chestnut Hill,
and they're just so Philly. My grandpa, who like prides himself in knowing like all things Philly, he goes, "What's their last name?" I was like, "You're not gonna know them, Grandpa."
I'm related to everyone in the main line.
He's like, "I just know." I was like, "You probably don't," but he probably doesn't like their grandpa or something. He's just tuned in that way.
Hmm.
He's a stroller.
Hmm.
But yeah, and then what else was this? And then I feel like there was something on Saturday night. Perhaps not.
Perhaps. Wait. Honestly, these days are so confusing now since technically it's a Tuesday, but I had nothing to like ground me in my Tuesday routine other than Rosie. I haven't even talked and bird watching. Duh.
But yeah, talk about Rosie. That's important.
Yeah, wow. So I walk this adorable mini Labradoodle every Tuesday and Thursday.
Wait, I have a follow-up question. Yeah. Is it mini because it's a puppy, or is it mini because that's as big as it's going to get?
No, it's mini because it's as big as she's going to get.
Stop.
Yeah, wait, honestly, I don't understand. Apparently, when you breed like a regular size Labradoodle and another regular size Labradoodle, they get smaller as generations go forward, which just sounds like a bad idea.
Like, that seems like a smush brain syndrome situation.
Well, I think it leads to a smush heart situation, which is how Lulu, you know,
oh god,
kicked the bucket, as they
say. Like my girl Cookie.
Wait, yeah, this is a new development for the listeners.
Yeah, oh my god, my dog Cookie, who's just like the light of my whole life, she had her gallbladder taken out last year, which was a hot topic on bird watching. She's doing great though, but like her hearing and eyesight has definitely declined like since the surgery, and like it's unclear how the two are related for sure. But when I went home over Thanksgiving break, my sister was like, it looks a little bit like her eyes are glassed over, like she has cataracts or something. My mom was like, yeah, she does. And we were like, you weren't going to tell us. Like, we just thought, like, it was, like, a joke that, like, she couldn't see anymore, but she medically can't see anymore.
We hate medical diagnoses.
We really do.
Diagnoses that are correct.
Yeah.
And
we're more about, like, a woman D situation.
We like it to be false and worse.
Yeah. And, like, deadly.
Oh, TDC was Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rachel, tell them about TDC.
I had such a good time.
So TDC is, like, the dance group for people who can't dance at Tufts, is, like, how it's, like, catchphrased.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of people doing, like, weird sexual dances blackout on stage.
Or, you know, any kind of beat. Any way to be.
Or happy.
But yeah, also thought I had a little ankle situation. Definitely WebMD'd that and was like, so it's time to amputate.
Rachel texts me, it's like, I'm coming back from urgent care. But like, meanwhile, she's been walking out all day. Like, our girl is so fine. She's like, don't worry, it's not broken. I was like, that didn't even cross my mind.
I don't know why I was so convinced. I've like had a broken ankle before.
And it didn't feel like that?
It literally swells up like a balloon. Mine was just like mildly tender.
Yeah.
I ran here to bird watching because I was late. I did yoga and then I ran here.
Her ankle is so fine.
In like freaking whatchamacallit.
She got boots on.
Yeah. Clunkers.
They're real, but she ran here no problem because her ankle's not broken.
And then yesterday we had a potluck.
Yeah, we did.
With some friends.
Yeah, we did. So all in all, just like lots to do.
Honestly, our brains are super scattered and I don't have that much energy to be funny.
But we're happy to tell you the things that happened.
In a very slow manner.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just play more music.
Okay, well, this is a good segue. So my brother's coming on Thursday.
Oh, heck yeah, Alex. He's my favorite.
Yeah, he's
my favorite. I mean, like, I love Bryn.
No, but, like, Alex is just, like...
He and I just, like, appreciate each other.
He's just a sweetheart. And so out of nowhere, I think, like, my whole family knows that everyone's stressed right now. It's like, everyone's in finals. Mm. So my mom every morning is sending, like, a daily quote. Like,
oh, she's someone again today.
Unprompted. Yeah, you want to hear it?
All right, Kath, let's hear it.
All right, here we go, everyone. This is from Oprah. A thought for the day. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never, ever have enough. Love all of you, 5 exclamation points.
I feel like that's like a palindrome. Like, I could say it backwards and have it mean the same thing, you know?
You're so right. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, so that
there's, like, ever in... No, that's not a palindrome. Nuts.
Oh, race car.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, my brother's coming, but then he also unprompted sent me a song today, and he's like, I think you'll like this. So, in the spirit of giving... As my brother did to me.
And you get a song. And you get a song.
A song for you. This is Collide. And I thought I had it queued up, but I don't. So let me just pop it on real fast. Here it is. Collide by Tiana Major 9.
Oh.
Okay.
And I don't care about the future or the past. I don't care. words. When I tried, life felt absurd. You light the rooms of my soul. I tell myself not to lose control. I'll take it slow, but it's hard to do when you're a lion like me on a line like you. You got the hands that I wanna hold. You light the room to the house of my soul. God damn. My friend, he said you better play it cool. The first thing I did was to break that rule. Guess I'm a fool, should've known better, but there's pain in my heart.
Tender little country bop. I love Langhorne Slim. I forget what song I really like by him. Let me try to find it. While right. Rachel's turning to a PSA.
Stormy Season. I feel like I read this one already. Mm. The dried fruit one always gets me. I just think they're so funny. Pedestrian Safety? Hmm. Yeah, Tufts Art Gallery.
Okay.
Have a little culture we saw in there. I
How
guess
about it?
Songs are culture.
Well, this is a different platform.
All right. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free and open to the public and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the A. Dickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFM in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I think that's the fastest I've ever read one.
I think that was necessary quickness.
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't super exciting.
No.
I always forget that we have, like, a little art exhibit here on campus until, like, I'm forced to go do it from, like, a class or something.
It's, like, not even that little, low-key.
It's not. It's really nice, and there's, like, people that have to sit at the desk and, like, man it. Like, it's a whole production.
Yeah, and they schedule, like, exhibitions, like, 2 years out, because I was like, for my senior thesis, maybe I'll just, like, pop off and curate a show or something. And my major advisor was immediately shut me down, and she was like, you are not qualified, A, to do that, and B, like, there's just simply no time.
And you're like, Speaking of thesis, you're doing a thesis, right?
Yeah.
I think I might do one.
Pop off.
Because I was trying to because, like, I'm done with my major, and then I went to the thesis meeting yesterday for community health, and I was like, but I, like, don't know how to graduate early because I don't mm-hmm. have the residency requirement, mm-hmm. but thesis counts as a credit. Mm-hmm. So then I would just have one credit each semester by doing a thesis, and I'd be done. Mm-hmm. And then I could, like, do something else with my life, like, mm-hmm. whilst not writing my thesis.
Correct. I'll be studying for the MCAT.
And I might work at an ice cream shop.
Which one?
Who's to say?
Wait, what's the really good one that's like down Broadway in like
I know exactly
East Cambridge or something?
It's on Mass Ave.
Yeah.
It's like the one that is like fancy and like for their ginger ice cream they're known for.
Yeah. I love ginger ice cream, low-key, and they.
I love ice cream in general, but I also love ginger ice cream. Oh my gosh!
Is there more vanilla ice cream in your freezer?
Nah, you finished it, but there's other types.
No,
of ice
I didn't
cream.
Finish it. Somebody else finished it.
Oh well, I mean, like that night we finished it, but there's an unopened like peanut butter cup situation.
How dare you suggest I took an extra spoon of ice cream?
She did not finish it. She would never disrespect my ice cream like that. What's that place called? Oh, Christina's.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. I'm glad we figured it out. Everyone pop down to Christina's. This has been a formal plug. But yeah, what else? We are leaving this... I'm leaving this weekend. This is my last show. Rachel's will take over
the I'll be here Tuesday
next
night.
Tuesday. Yeah. And then she'll sleep in my bed.
I may, like... put all my sheets in Andrew's car with his mom on Monday, so I may sleep in your bed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
That's so welcome. Okay. I'll wash them for you.
Nah, that's okay.
No, I'm gonna wash them before I go anyway.
Okay.
Well, I'll wash them before
I'll wash myself comes. Before I put myself in your bed.
Honestly, I would love to come back in January. And have your smell in my room.
Oh my god, I knew there that where that was going. And I didn't stop it. That's the thing.
I didn't stop myself.
I don't think a scent lingers that long.
Your scent lingers.
Are you suggesting something?
No. Actually, you don't have a strong scent.
My mom told me that I smelled bad on occasion over Thanksgiving, so there's that.
That is super special. Apparently, my house has a smell. I don't know if I have a smell personally, but like people come to my house in my hometown.
I remember when you like brought all your stuff into Carm, and I was like...
Yeah, but I think our room in Carm had a weird smell.
Oh, for sure.
Like the whole year. It was like a little sweet, but a little musty.
And a little terrible.
A little terrible.
I mean, a little fishy, maybe.
Our windows were always open.
Perhaps like a raw oyster. Yeah. I think she smelled like a raw oyster, if we're being completely honest.
He recently had oyster. I don't even know
what a
raw oyster had. Yeah, I want to have a nice dinner out.
I want to be well fed.
I want to be well fed.
We're going to be well fed tonight.
Yeah, we are. Rachel and I, well, mostly Rachel, I cleaned up, made a delicious dish last night for our potluck, in which there was plenty of leftovers, so we got to bring our said dish home with us.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to text Charles the recipe.
You must. He seemed so intrigued.
I was like, it's really just some fennel and some sausage. But
so the house that we had our potluck at is like a very ethnically diverse household. And so one kid is from, I forget what country, Qatar. But he made these like pancakes.
That dang.
Then. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he totally is.
And wow, that boy is so into bread.
He is. He really
of
is.
Of all varieties. Hearing him talk about gluten-free bagels was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Because he knows I have celiac, and he was like trying not to offend me. And he was like, yeah, they're just... And I was like, they're not bagels, ding. Say it.
And meanwhile, he's like, they're fine, but he's crying. He's like, I hate them. Speaking of bagels, I heard Goldilocks, which just recently opened up, has really good gluten-free bagels.
Someone else said that, too. Want to say bagels for the audience one more time?
Bagels.
No.
Bagels.
I'm from Philly, and I say bagel.
Bagel. Water. Crick.
What? Oh, creek.
That's what my grandma says, but that's like a South Jersey situation.
I think I'm developing a Southern accent.
I
for
think
certain
the same
words.
Thing.
See, it slipped out of you earlier, and I was like, where'd that little guy come from?
Maybe
see,
Owen?
God. I was like, Tad and Mega Rat and Ba. It's all those fun ones.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Owen is always calls his mom Ma.
Ma.
He's like, my mom and pa. And he says it non-ironically.
Yeah, no, absolutely no
irony. It's just his mom and pa. And I was like, damn, like, I want you to make me some kind of, like, gumbo. I know that's, like, it's further south than in New Orleans, yeah. But still.
Okay.
Oh, he makes a country boil. That's what he makes.
And it's, I disagree. It, like, goes against every, like, grain of my being, that country boil.
Just the idea in general?
Mm-hmm. It's, like, potatoes and meat in water, and you just boil it for, like, until it no longer resembles potatoes and meat.
I had no idea what a country boil was, and yeah. Now I have literally zero intention of ever eating one.
Owen is like, I'm so proud of myself. Isn't this great? And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Oh, you ate it?
No. We were FaceTiming when he made it.
Oh,
Anyway, let's play something else.
Okay.
I'm sick of the sound of my own voice.
We just talked for like 10 minutes.
About absolutely nothing.
Things that make you go,
See, my whole family has been like, wow, you guys have been really doing so well. Like, you have a banter. And last episode, my mom recommended it to some of her friends.
Stop.
We talked about armpit hair. We talked about Trump singing. We talked about Ben Platt.
We've just been talking about our friends.
We were so diverse.
We were so diverse. Well, here's a really good song that'll hopefully get us back on track.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, team.
So show me where you fit. I can read, oh, they make me feel happy, but I read them in a sad light, trying to make a new life. I used to spend all my money that I got from my job, better off without a job. Need a chance to spend all the dances, all the pretty branches that helped me write a new song.
And it gives me a good chance to be a woman. I don't wanna see you, I don't wanna see you, no. And I know what it means to be covered in good music that you.
All the crazy little hobbies that I used to stop me. Demons of the melodic noise, like the troubling music.
Music
grounded. Second knock comes to the door, I hit the floor. When the bass is my board and pray to the Lord.
But I found myself watching the world in the crazy new optimist way. I'm feeling gorgeous. I'm feeling all the dark that I've seen never happened to me. And I shake them away. Away, away.
What was that little burp?
That was just a prereq for the next song.
What is it?
The Temps is Bon.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. That's so good. No, I'm serious. It's such a banger.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for a little French ditty. Hopefully our French friends are still listening.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a French friend who recommended it. It was Joel's friend, my friend from Michigan, his friend Jacob, because we made a collaborative playlist, and he sauced it on there, and it's incredible.
Wait, Rachel, follow-up question. Did someone perhaps text you this week asking if you had any song recs?
Ah! Daniel Montoya.
Does that make you feel so incredibly proud and blessed?
You have no idea.
Of the brand that you have cultivated for us?
And then the thing is, who else? I think Paolo was like, she commented on some song that, The Prey, the Duendita song. She was like, I love this artist. I was like, I just found her. My Spotify, whatever decade or year or thing, whatever is going on these days with Spotify, it told me that I discovered over 1,000 artists this year.
That's wild.
When you go from not listening to music to listening to music, it's a learning curve.
It really
sure.
is.
I tried.
Who is your most listened to artist?
Well, the thing is, my mom and I share. So it was Josh Wisharski, who is, we played one of his that 7-minute song, all in Hebrew. He's very soothing.
Oh my gosh, Claude is constantly being soothed.
Yeah. A lot of Haydn, for some, classical. And a lot of James Taylor, obviously, because my mom and I both pop off to James Taylor.
Yeah, he just, like, puts you in a feel-good mood.
Also, I, like, know all the words, so I tune, and I'm very familiar with most of his songs, so I, like, tune it out. It's good background music for me.
It's like a study vibe.
Sort of,
that's
sometimes.
Like me with Hozier. A most listened to artist of the year and the decade.
Is anyone surprised?
I was like, that checks out.
Where does Eminem come in?
Eminem's like number 3.
For the decade.
Macklemore.
Oh, yeah, the Macklemore. Sorry. How could I forget?
I have a weird Macklemore fetish that, like, I try to keep under wraps, but, like, I really think he's a great artist. And, like, I know that's a super hot take. But, yeah, and then my most listened to 2014 song was the Overture of Seven Brides or Seven Brothers, which was the music clause in that year. So I've also come a long way with my music.
Was that like a rehearsal choice, or you just like to pop off and like...
I think, like when I was like really into musical theater, like whenever I would like start a like whenever there would be like auditions pending for a show, I would like learn all the music.
Oh, I remember you saying this, like you could sing the whole show of whatever you were in. You like knew all the parts
to like everybody.
That's so funny.
It's so random.
My brain low-key works like that too, though.
Yeah, like I just like
it's not like you tried that hard. Yeah,
like I just like memorize lyrics and like words very quick, like that's
too.
I'm like a memorizer.
My mom knows melodies super well, and I know the words. And together, we're unstoppable.
You're such a team. Oh my god, at this dinner party we were at last night, all of a sudden, someone started clapping, and then someone added, like, another beat, and someone added another beat, and, like, by the end, there's like, 7 people, like, doing different, like, syncopations, and, like, it was... I was so confused.
And you were like, where's my spoon at?
Like, someone get me a tambourine. Question, before we finish out the show, what instrument would you want to play in a band?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what I want to be.
Also respectable. I think they'd be the same, wouldn't they?
I would 100% play the trombone in a band.
I played the trombone,
no!
Rachel.
No! Wait, I had no idea you played the trombone.
Of course I played
circa
the trombone.
Circa what? Europe.
Circa 4th and 5th grade.
That's such a large instrument for a
small
child.
Oh my god, it was so large. And my twin sister and I both played it. And so we were the twin, like, trombone players. And we were the only two. And it was so weird.
With bright red hair. Oh my god, that's the funniest thing.
Yeah, I wish that I continued. That could have been, like, a really good look for me.
Scott, Kath, please tell me there's photographic evidence.
Mom, Dad, please tell me there's photographic evidence. I need that.
And then, instrument wise, I don't know. I think I like the recorder a lot.
Yeah,
she's a simple woodwind.
Have I told you that I'm thinking about picking up the harmonica next semester?
I think that would be a good vibe for you. I think you need to acquire another pair of Birks for that, though. Like
more
maybe
than 4.
You already have 4 pairs. You have your two old ones.
I have two old ones and two new ones.
I think a good look for you would be Fuzzy Burks and harmonica.
I love that. Yeah.
On the porch. You know? Yeah.
I do have my woolen Burks, but if they had fuzz on the inside.
No, like, yeah, like fur.
Yeah, my mom has those fur ones. Yeah. Maybe I'll just, well, no, I should get my own. I'll leave Kath with her shoes. But yeah, if anyone sees me on my front porch next semester playing the harmonica alone, you can stop by. You can make sure I'm okay.
And then call me, okay?
And then call Rachel. Okay, we're going to finish out this with this lovely French song. This is Mandy B.
And this is A Brighter World Peace.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Tweet, tweet. Dun, dun, da, dun.
Je suis à eux.